The Female Short Story, A Chronological History, An Introduction, Volume 3. A wise man once said, "The safest place for a child is in the arms of his mother's voice." This is a perfect place to start our anthology of female short stories. Some of our earliest memories are of our mothers telling us bedtime stories. This is not to demote the value of fathers, but more to promote the often overshadowed talents of the gentler sex. Perhaps gentler is a word that we should re-evaluate. In the course of literary history, it is men who dominated by opportunity, and with their stranglehold on the resources, both financial and technological, who brought their words to a wider audience. Men often placed women on a pedestal, from where their talented words would not threaten their own. In these stories, we begin with the original disruptor and renegade, author Aphra Behn. A peek at her CV shows an astounding capacity and leaves us wondering at just how she did all that. In those less modern days, to be a woman, even ennobled, was to be seen as second class. You literally were chattel and had almost no rights in marriage. As Charlotte Smith famously said, your role as wife was little more than legal prostitute. From such a despicable place, these authors have used their talents and ideas and helped redress that situation. Slowly at first, privately printed, often anonymously, or under the cloak of a male pseudonym, their words spread. Their stories admired, and usually their roles still obscured from rightful acknowledgement. Aided by more advanced technology, the 1700s began to see a steady stream of female writers, until by the 1900s, mass market publishing saw short stories by female authors from all the strata of society being avidly read by everyone. Their names are a roll call of talent and can-do spirit, and society is richer for their works. Within these stories, you will also find very occasional examples of historical prejudice. A few words here and there which in today's world some may find inappropriate or even offensive. It is not our intention to make anyone feel uncomfortable, but to show that the world, in order to change, must reconcile itself to the actual truth, rather than put it out of sight. Context is everything, both to understand and to illuminate the path forward. The author's words are set. Our reaction to them encourages our change. In literature, at least, women are now acknowledged as equals. True, behind the scenes, little has changed. But if, and to misquote Jane Austen, there is one universal truth, it is that ideas change society. These women's most certainly did, and will continue to do so as they easily write across genres, from horror and ghost stories to tender tales of love and making your way in society's often grueling rut. They will not be silenced. Their ideas and passions move emotions, thoughts, and perhaps more importantly, our ingrained view of what every individual human being is capable of. It is because of their desire to speak out, their desire to add their talents to the bias around them, that we perhaps live in more enlightened, almost equal times.
A Witch's Den by Helena Blavatsky. Our kind host, Shamrao, was very gay during the remaining hours of our visit. He did his best to entertain us and would not hear of our leaving the neighbourhood without having seen its greatest celebrity, its most interesting sight. A Jaduwala sorceress, well known in the district, was just at this time under the influence of 7 sister goddesses, who took possession of her by turns and spoke their oracles through her lips. Shamrao said we must not fail to see her, be it only in the interests of science. The evening closes in, and we once more get ready for an excursion. It is only 5 miles to the cavern of the Pythia of Hindustan. The road runs through a jungle, but it...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?